half a piece of bacon this morning, and a half piece of light bread, and 2 teaspoonfuls of grits cooked. They was raw when I measured. And I eat them and drank a cup of coffee. That's well, I won't be hungry at 12 at all.
Is that right? You're a lucky man. That's most of us eat too much, you know.
Yes. I don't, now I can go off, and I'll eat maybe if I go someplace that everything goes clean and nice. I may eat twice as much dinner or supper there as I would at home.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking myself, it's not good.
You just don't, it doesn't taste good.
I can go off from us and eat pretty hard of supper.
Uh-huh.
Now you take those catfish, I'm figuring on catching them to the boys tonight and have supper done.
Uh-huh.
He lives at Bainbridge, the river somewhere. Down there, I need one middle size in the whole fish up there while I'll eat. If I
feed
you half of it, be as much as I'd eat more.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, I may not eat but half one down there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, I guess that's the way to stay.
And I haven't taken a dose of purgative medicine, I say, in 25 years.
Is that right? Uh-huh.
No kind of purgative.
Just don't have to.
Well, my bowels have got where they're unregular now. They're not regular like they used to be because I'm not eating regular, you see.
Oh,
that's
great. Makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
When your wife died,
why?
That's right. Makes a difference.
Makes a difference. If, you get, if I eat 3 times a day regular, well, they get back regular, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't care nothing about it. And when you don't care nothing about anything, you don't fool with it.
Yeah.
I don't.
Mm-hmm. If you... I wanted to ask you some questions about the time. If you, if it's 15 minutes before noon, you'd say, well, now that's a quarter
to 12.
To 12. And when you saw a plank, as a matter of fact, you got them over there. What do you call those things over by the fence? You put planks on and to hold up the plank, you saw it?
Post?
No.
Steady?
This,
right here.
Oh, that's a 2x8 scantling. That's just a board laying up there.
This thing here is,
that's a sawhorse.
Oh,
yeah.
And,
that's a scalpel horse high up, you see.
Here. If you have something that you hold firewood in, looks like this, and you put a log in and saw it.
I don't know what you call it, some things, but it's been so long since I used to use one.
People have different names.
Saw frame, I believe.
Sir?
Wood frame.
Wood frame?
Yeah, wood frame, saw wood in.
Do you ever hear anybody call that a rack? Is that would everybody call that a rack?
Yeah, wood rack.
Wood rack. That's just something like this. In the old days, if you wanted to take a baby outside, you'd put him in what? With wheels?
Carriage.
And would you, if you wanted to take him down the street in the carriage, you say, I'm going to...
Take the baby down in the carriage.
Would you roll him or
yes,
push him or what?
Push him.
Push him. Uh-huh. If you see somebody, well, in the field, if he goes straight across the field instead of going around it, you say he went how across the field?
That's a straight approach.
Straight? Uh-huh. Ever
he went round the field, whichever way he went.
You ever say, you went catty-cornered across the
field? Yes, bison, catty-cornered.
Bison? How do you say that? Is that bison?
Bison, yes.
Bison.